49 minutes past the hour of the Russ Parr Morning Show. I got a tweet here at Russ Parr Show.
Yeah.
Swells writes, why would Russ Parr skip the story about the game and the NYPD Instagram post?
Huh.
We did the story, you know, an hour ago, and yeah, maybe I should not have, you know, censored it. I just wasn't in the mood to hear it again.
It's not really entertainment either.
Yeah, it wasn't entertainment. I just thought it was, you know, we do an ignorant segment. Maybe we could do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just wasn't a good look. Basically, the story about game was...
Well, the game, he responded to the killings of two New York City police officers. He IG'd a photo of a headline about the killings as well as the caption reading, I guess y'all can't breathe either. Now, after his followers blasted him, he was like, no. That was in direct response to a picture of three police officers wearing shirts reading, I can breathe. He also pointed out that he never endorses the killing, never used hashtag. You know, he used the hashtag All Lives Matter. And I don't know if people are saying, yeah, you just said that because everybody lashed out at you. Right. You know, you came up with that excuse. But he says, you know, people skipped over his real message and made it into something negative.
1-877-PAR-SHOW. I want to get your take because if this story about these two officers that lost their life before Christmas is something that you want to look at this coward who ambushed them and hold him up as a martyr, because there's some people on the internet that supported that. And that is the most despicable, disgusting thing that I could possibly think of. And you know, and a lot of folks say, well, Russ, you've been critical of, yeah, I'm always very, very clear. Whenever I talk about the police department, I always, and Soup, you can back me or not back me, I always make it clear, this is a very small group of rogue people
right.
that are out there that shouldn't have a badge. Because I make it very, very clear
right.
that 99.9% of most police officers are right. good people that
yeah.
really take their job seriously
right.
and that are there to protect and serve.
And I had that conversation with an officer on Friday.
Yeah, because he called.
And I had
one
to
of them say, you guys need to be fair?
Well, yeah, well, that happened as well. But I was like, you know, don't forget what we always say. The majority of the officers are good.
We always yeah. say it.
It's a very, very, very small percentage.
My whole life, and I've been stopped a lot and dealt with a lot of police officers. Only once, and that was just recently, have I had one that was, you know, that scared me.
But they're right. out there.
They're out there. They yeah. are out there.
But I'm not going to incriminate a whole group of people that put their lives on the line every single day
yeah.
for the pay that they get.
Right.
You know, and what's starting to happen now is that everybody's trying to divide this stuff along partisan lines. You know, where they're saying, you know, you got the Republican governor taking a shot at the president and saying that the president created the air.
Right.
You know, that caused the death of these individuals.
Which is ridiculous.
And that's disgusting in its right also.
Anyway, you know what, else is disgusting? That they're talking about the mayor who has, you know, black children. So he has to have that conversation. He's a white mayor of New York, but he has black children. You have to have that conversation with black boys that, hey, you got to
yeah,
be careful and mindful of police
officers. Fingers at that yeah. because this was a sick coward.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with Eric Garner. It had nothing to do.
And all the families have come out of Eric Garner's family and, Mike Brown and say, hey, this is not the way to do this. This
his
is
mom
wrong.
Says, she said, my son was a nonviolent man.
Yeah. 1-877-PAR-SHOW, give me a call. All right, so anyway, you know, the game came out and made that statement on his Instagram, and I found it very disgusting and appalling. I just didn't want to give it any more attention. So I apologize to you listeners where I exercise censorship on my show, which I normally don't do, you know. But to me, it's just like this is a tough time right now, and people are trying to draw lines on political, racial lines to divide us even more. And, you know, this is unfortunate. Let me get your take. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. It's Paul from D.C. First of all, Bubba, let me say, don't be afraid to tackle the tough subjects because that's what makes your show so great.
Thank you.
But the second thing I would like to say is that it was disgusting. And what we need to understand and do is stop the division because the cops protect us every day. And this is one of the criticisms that I have with the protests in the sense that they were people who were wrapping it up too much. In terms of their anger and their frustration towards what happened. We really need to come together and find social change in terms of how we work the system and within the system. And it shouldn't be a political issue because at the end of the day, some police principals are wrong in how they deal with the public. But at the same time, they are our protectors. So.
Well, you know, Paul, I will say this, that as soon as I start hearing someone, you know, ratcheting it up, with threats of violence and things like that, they are no longer credible and should not be heard.
Huh.
You know, for example, I personally don't feel like, you know, I'm watching the news. They keep putting this clown's face up on the screen. Yeah. You know, I don't want to give him
right.
any shine whatsoever.
Right.
You know, that bothers me. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Russ?
What's happening, man?
All right. You know, just in a nutshell, not to really tackle the game's response or anybody else. Overall, and I'm going to speak from personal experience, I think the problem is that people are just sick and tired. Sorry for the officers, but I mean, I was at plenty of times in my youth was a victim of police brutality, and I had a problem with separating good and bad cops. Now, I'm not saying it's right to go out there and kill and shoot, but yes, I had those feelings at one time because I got tired of being right. profiled constantly.
And it does happen, but let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
You can't put everybody in the same box. If a black man
exactly.
goes out and robs a bank, does that make us all bank robbers?
Right.
If
That's
you've
true.
Got a
That's
rogue
true.
Cop that goes in and shoots an unarmed child, does that make all cops child murderers? No it
right.
doesn't.
That's why I said it was hard for me to separate.
I respect
good,
that.
Bad,
I respect know? That because that's what you grew up and that's how it affected you. I get that, man. I appreciate you sharing that. I really do. Freitas, go ahead.
Dre 202 agrees. They say, I agree with Russ Parr. Not all cops are bad. That'd be like saying all men are dogs. Good cops put their lives at risk every day. Dave the Dude says, he's no martyr, but highly placed media blacks seem like they're apologetic for his actions. He did that on his own. Why apologize?
You know, listen.
Not really apologizing.
But he doesn't represent me.
Yeah.
You know, that clown does not represent me or how I feel or what I think.
But I don't think we're apologizing. I think we're just saying he did was stupid.
But, you know,
dumb.
But people would like to sit up and just like we look at, you know, Trayvon Martin's murderer.
Right.
Who got off, you know.
Right.
Do we automatically assume that everybody that looks like him is a murderer? We have to compartmentalize this stuff, y'all.
Right.
You
but,
know?
But we also, we have to stop giving these guys their 15 minutes as well.
Yeah.
Stop saying their names. Stop using it.
Well, that's what Russ was trying to do. He was like, stop the story.
I
don't want to hear it again.
Have I mentioned this guy's name once?
Yeah.
No.
I don't want to keep seeing his picture.
No, I don't.
All on the
Associated
TV.
With these people of honor.
Or, and reading his post on social media. I don't need that.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ and fam. I hope y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, me too. You too.
I want to say that we have to be mindful of how we deliver our message. And what I mean is that there are two groups. There are those who are opportunists, and we saw it around the country. They were involved in the protest, but for the wrong reasons. And then there are those who are suffering from mental illnesses. And my understanding that this perpetrator, he suffered from a mental illness. So I hold politicians accountable the way they deliver their message. I hold some of the activists accountable, and I hold some of the executives and police branches accountable, because not once have we seen around the country the police and community sitting together talking about this. The protests, I understand the methodology behind it, but we need to go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I just, you know, and we may disagree here. I just cannot hold other people responsible for a cowardly act. And, you know, people want to say this guy had mental issues. He was rational enough to post something that applied to what we were living right now, and he acted on it. So, you know, it's so easy. Oh, he was mentally, that guy was rational enough to be able to take a position and then go kill two people, and we got two families in New York City that are not going to have their loved ones with them during the holiday season. And every year that the holiday season rolls around, these families get this reminder for the rest of their lives. You know, that to me is pathetic. And we're better than this. We are so much better than this. But I'm not going to sit around and start pointing fingers. I think, yes, there's some things that we need to do as a people. But what former Mayor Giuliani is doing by saying the president's at fault, and that's sick and disgusting. He needs to go away somewhere. He really does. He needs to go sit down.